One of the best-known paintings in 20th century American art shows three people sitting in a brightly lit diner on an unknown corner of an unidentified city in the middle of the night. Edward Hopper's Nighthawks is the subject of today's installment of the series Present at the Creation. The image has particular meaning for people who occasionally work overnight hours, including NPR's Scott Simon, who keeps a print of the picture in his office.
Sometimes when I turn the key to my office in the middle of the night, I think I can almost see the painting cast a faint glow before I can turn on a light. I first saw Nighthawks when my 8th grade class visited the Art Institute of Chicago, where the painting has hung for all of its 60 years. Our school kid clatter stopped when we stood in front of the canvas, because Nighthawks is one painting that you can almost hear. The diner's fluorescent light that captures the right third of the canvas is so bright, it can make you blink. Kim Pinder, an art historian at the Art Institute, says that in 1942, Edward Hopper employed a technique of the old masters to capture the new invention of fluorescent light, white paint.
And you can even see when you look very closely at the painting, because the overpainting that he's used of the yellow with possibly a little bit of green in there, you can see the white coming through, very, very vibrant lead white.
The diner in the picture has the look of a 1940s movie scene in which a crime is about to occur. One night when I was a young crime reporter, a group of us sitting around in a station house challenged each other to recall details in the painting. Are both men in the diner wearing fedoras? The woman at the counter has red hair, but what color is her dress? Is there a coffee urn glistening in the back? The answers, by the way, are yes, red, and two coffee urns. Kim Pinder says that Edward Hopper had a painting done in his imagination, colors, characters, and all the fine details, before he began to sketch figures onto canvas. She read us a section from the journal kept by his wife, painter Joe Nivison, who was the model for the woman sitting at the counter. Joe also gave the painting its name.
Man Nighthawk, in parentheses, beak, in dark suit, steel gray hat, black band, blue shirt, in parentheses, clean, holding cigarette. Other figure, dark, sinister, back at left, darkish old red brick houses opposite. Sign across top of restaurant, shop dark. Philly's 5-cent cigar, picture of cigar.
Hopper began painting Nighthawks in December of 1941, a famous month in American history. Hopper was 60 years old and one of the best-known American artists in the world. Joe Nivison said that her husband was inspired by 40s gangster films and Vincent van Gogh's sinister-looking painting, Night Café. When Pearl Harbor occurred and New York had its first blackout air raid drills, Hopper saw the all-night diners as bright outposts in a darkening world. The diner in Nighthawks is no place specific, but Hopper painted from life. He went to the Dixie Diner on Greenwich Avenue to see how light bounced off of coffee urns and paper cups, and he looked at people.
And you do get a sense, I think, of that in his work, that these are always one or two people alone, or one person contemplating. In many ways, I feel the joy of being alone. We don't want to pass by and ignore them. We want to figure out what they're doing and why they're there in that diner so late at night.
So at 1 a.m. on a recent morning, I took a small print of Nighthawks to the Hollywood Diner on West Ashland Avenue in Chicago. There were no men in fedoras sitting at the counter, no counterman in a white wedge of a diner cap, but there were the same shiny coffee urns, scarred coffee mugs, and the buzz of fluorescent light. There was also a red-haired woman at the counter, Kate Zambrino, who used to be a waitress here. She looked at the red-haired woman in the painting.
The woman looks like, everyone looks like they're sort of waiting for something. They're all in their own little worlds. It's probably like 3 a.m. There's sort of this atmosphere of expectancy to it.
Now, it's interesting. You say expectancy. I think a lot of other people have felt a sense of exhaustion.
No,
that people
sort of,
are at the end of their day.
Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, why else do you go somewhere if you're not waiting to see something happen that's important, waiting to run into someone? You don't want the night to end, so you want to go somewhere. Otherwise, you would just go home, right?
We asked a couple named Natalie and Orlando to look at the couple sitting at the counter in Hopper's painting.
It looks like they're just beginning to get started on the diatribe that will be.
What does that mean?
Well, she definitely seems upset, miffed, something like that. I was married before. I can tell that look. That's the calm before the storm.
Yeah, but they're still close together. You see, her hand is touching his arm. I don't think they have a problem.
Oh, I never noticed that before.
Hey,
you're absolutely right. In fact, they seem to be handing off a cigarette.
Indeed. Or?
He's smoking.
No, right.
She's holding his arm by the elbow.
Ah, it's coincidence, I tell you.
No.
Oh, they're in proximity. Where's his other arm? It's folded. It's tucked in.
Meaning what?
I'd say body language. They're just both in their own little realm and talking it over.
Kim Pinder of Chicago's Art Institute believes this sort of exchange of imaginations is exactly what makes Nighthawks a great and enduring painting. The artist has applied his imagination to enlist ours.
You don't need to know all about Impressionism and what the Rouen Cathedral meant to Monet, or what Impressionism was. You can look at this painting and just talk about who are those people and why are they there? And then you're done.
You walk by and you see these Nighthawks and they know that other people are looking at them. They look at their own reflections or...
That had just occurred to me. It's called Nighthawks, not Night Owls.
Yeah, Nighthawks.
Nighthawks meaning
no,
like...
No, you go to a place like that looking to find people, looking to look at people, looking to see other people look at them.
Like the hawk looks at people.
Watches. Waits.
A mystery in Nighthawks will always endure. There is no door in the diner in the painting. How do the people at the counter staring out into the night get in? And will they ever get out? Scott Simon, NPR News.